Lauren. You're on the line with WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Daniel Bryan.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
I'm very excited to talk to you.
Oh, excellent.
Congratulations on being World Heavyweight Champion.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It feels awesome.
I bet it does. One of my first things that I have to talk to you about is I love Shawn Michaels, and I know he was your trainer. Can you tell me how it was to work with him?
Well, Shawn was he's just the best. So I started my career training with Shawn. But the problem is, when you're starting, you just need to learn the basics, right?
Yep.
So, like, I was learning the basics from the best. But I wish I could go back and train with Shawn now that I've mastered the basics and learned the more subtle things, the things that you couldn't have taught us then because we wouldn't have been able to pick it up. We needed to be focused on those basics.
Right.
You know, he's just such an incredibly smart person when it comes to this business, you know, and like so passionate.
Well, he's been an idol of mine since I was a little girl. So when I found out that he was your trainer, I'm just like, oh my God, this is the closest I'm ever going to get to Shawn Michaels. This is so cool. You started training to be a wrestler right out of high school.
Yeah, I literally left. I'm from Aberdeen, Washington, and I moved down to San Antonio, Texas to train. I literally moved the night I graduated high school.
Wow, so you definitely knew what your plans were after high school, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Wow, I think this is pretty cool. We actually graduated high school the same year. I'm a 1999 graduate, too.
Oh, yeah, class of 99, that's awesome.
Yeah, what made you want to do that? Like, how did you decide? Did you want to be a wrestler all your life?
Yeah, I've always wanted to be a wrestler. But the thing was, everybody would tell me that I couldn't because I was too small and that sort of thing. I'm only 5'8". Now I'm 205 pounds, which is the biggest I've been in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
It was around 1996 when guys like Dean Malenko and Rey Mysterio started coming on TV.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, Rey Mysterio at the time was, like, 150 pounds or something like that.
Yeah, I've heard he's a little guy.
Tiny. And then that solidified in my mind, I don't have any more excuses to not try this. You know, here are these guys, they're on TV, they're succeeding, they're doing very well. Now I need to go follow my dream.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you did. I love watching you. I mean, well before I knew this interview was coming my way, and when I heard I was talking to you, I was so pumped because I watch you all the time, and I'm just like, that dude is an awesome wrestler. I watch tons of wrestling. I always have. And in my opinion, you know, everybody has their opinion, there are some wrestlers that are okay, there are some that are good, and there are some that are awesome. And you are one of those that's awesome in every way. I watch you, and I'm like, that's what wrestling is about.
Well, thank you.
Welcome.
I am the World Heavyweight Champion, so I should be.
Yeah, absolutely. And you were trained by one of the best. I actually am curious if you have any predictions for WrestleMania. I know WrestleMania is coming up April 1st, less than a month away in Miami. Do you have predictions on any of the matches, specifically the big one that's being pumped up for a long time now, Cena and The Rock?
I cannot wait to see Cena and Rock wrestle. Because those guys hate each other so much.
I know.
It gives me goosebumps, the idea of what's going to happen when they get in the ring with each other. And on top of that, the crowd in Miami is going to be amazing if there's 80,000 people there. I would have to think that 75,000 of those people are going to be supporting The Rock, which just makes for a really fun atmosphere. You know, I can't wait to see how it all goes down. And so for me, I would have to pick Cena in that one. I'd have to pick The Undertaker in the Hell in a Cell match against Triple H.
Yep.
Just purely because he's The Undertaker and it's WrestleMania.
Well, he's undefeated at WrestleMania, so he has to win.
He has to win. I'd go with CM Punk in the CM Punk Chris Jericho WWE title match.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I feel 100% certain that I will defeat Sheamus.
Absolutely.
And remain the World Heavyweight Champion.
And then what about Cody Rhodes and Big Show?
Initially I would say Big Show, but he has such a poor WrestleMania record that I may have to go with Cody Rhodes on that one.
Now, you know firsthand because Big Show is who you got the belt from when you cashed in your Money in the Bank contract.
Yes.
What is it like to wrestle somebody his size?
It's like wrestling a bear.
Oh my goodness.
And he's just so big and so strong.
What do you do to prepare for a match against somebody like the Big Show or like Mark Henry? Someone that's just huge.
I just go to the zoo and say, hey, can you guys bust out one of those bears for me? I need to train a little bit.
I need to practice.
There's literally nothing you can do to prepare for that other than just be as technically sound as possible. And I feel like there is nobody technically who's better than me.
I think I agree with you there. Where are you now? You're not in Rhode Island yet, are you?
No, I'm in Las Vegas right now.
Oh, okay. Actually, I read that on Facebook. I'm not a stalker. I was just like looking at my status.